Augustine, that great saint of the early church, found for himself two truths. One truth is, I cannot justify my own life before God. I'm a sinner. I'm wicked. My lust and my wickedness are too great. There's nothing I can do to overcome even one sin before God and justify myself before God. There's nothing. And he also found out another truth, that he could not serve God and know Jesus Christ and remain in his sins. Now, a lot of people think these things are contrary one to the other, that God would say, I'm saving you by my grace and not by anything you do, and at the same time demand that we change our behavior. I don't think they're contradictory at all, and Augustine did not either. Because when the grace of God comes into our life, it teaches us something. It teaches us that we should be godly. Here's what the Apostle Paul said in Titus 2, the 11th verse. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. You see, the Apostle Paul teaches us the grace of God, and he taught constantly that we're saved by grace, not by our works. But he said that grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we should live soberly, that's literally meant soberly, without being drunk, righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope of Jesus Christ. He said, because Jesus came and gave himself for us for the purpose that he might redeem us from all lawlessness. That word is translated iniquity and many other ways. I seldom see it actually translated literally, from all lawlessness. And what is lawlessness to a Christian that is not loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength by not obeying him and not loving our neighbor as we should? That's lawlessness in us. And he came to redeem us out of all that, all of our sins, and purify unto himself his own people, someone who belonged to him, who are zealous of good works. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would teach me today to be godly and to walk as you would want me to walk. It is your expectation of me. And so I pray for your help, Lord. I am not a perfect person. I don't always do everything right. I'm just not perfect, but I know that where I'm weak, you're strong, and you will help me, Lord, today to live godly and upright in this present day. In Jesus' name, amen.